Emily, Emily, Arias, Arias, Valdez, Valdez, 6106. Today is 2/25/26. Our patient is a 19-year-old young lady who comes in today for well exam check. The patient just moved here from Honduras to live with dad and stepmom. Her stepmom has a cleaning business. The patient is not working at this time period. She came from Honduras. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She says as far as childhood immunizations were concerned, they're up to date, period. As far as medications, she's not taking any medications. Medical problems, none. Surgical problem, none. Family history, diabetes. In the family, no cancer reported. Social, no smoking, no drinking. She wants to get a job. Last period was January of 2026. Denies pregnancy. Lives with stepmom and dad. Only been here 2 months from Honduras. Allergy, none. Review of system, has had some nausea, has had some palpitations, went on her period, has had no hematemesis, hematochezia, leg pain and arm pain off and on. She entered the country illegally. She did not have to go through the forest or wilderness. She also has had some abnormal periods, which is resolving now. She also had a febrile illness and had some swelling in her neck that she would like to get checked, period. Her weight's 152. Her weight's stable. No weight loss, no weight gain reported. 98.3, 99, 16, 79, 122 over 79. Heart positive, swamp positive, restore. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Neck shows JVD. Skin shows no rash around mucosal. Tendinitis, logical, non-focal. Assessment number one, abdominal pain. I cannot elicit any pain at this time. Abdominal exam is negative. Ultrasound shows a normal gallbladder, normal liver, normal kidney. Pelvic ultrasound is within normal limits. As far as abnormal periods are concerned, blood work obtained, especially regarding her thyroid function, because she's concerned about her stepmom is concerned about her thyroid function with no real reasons. Also, I looked at her neck because of the febrile illness and the swelling she noted in her neck. I don't see any evidence of abnormal lymphadenopathy. Arm and leg pain are ultrasounds are within normal limits in face of pain off and on. She's not having any issues at this time. Because of a palpitation, we looked at her echocardiogram, which was within normal limits, period. Assessment findings, well exam, number one, number two findings were discussed with patient at length. Next time is blood work obtained. Next time we'll call patient with the blood work as soon as available. Next number, stepmom was given time to ask questions before leaving the office, period. The prescriptions were given today. Thank you.